It's time for Speaking of Schools, our regular check-in with the area school districts. On this edition of Speaking of Schools, we'll be visiting with Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, and we have a very special guest in studio. It is the Principal of the Year in the school district from Phillips Middle School, Principal Tiffany Cheshire. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And let's start with, here we are toward the end of the school year at this point. And before we get too reflective, let's just talk about this week. How's your week been at Phillips Middle School?
Okay, since it's a Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
It's been wonderful.
It's been nothing to report so far.
Nothing to report so far, which is good news.
Outstanding. So I wanted to talk initially about, obviously, this Principal of the Year situation, and I understand that there's a video on the internet where you learned about getting this award. Kind of walk us through what this video is like and what was going through your mind.
I think I should run you through, since that's what I'm doing in the video, really. But, okay, so to back up, my boss on Wednesday, before this was announced on Friday, had asked me to meet with her on Friday just to block out some time, like be available and unavailable to everything else. So I was like, you know, already like, what is that about? And I'm not a worrier, but I was more of like, okay, I want to be prepared, you know? So anyway, we ended up having a meeting on Friday, and I was kind of anticipating what that was going to be. And we were kind of discussing, there was going to be a contentious meeting. And she's like, grab your stuff. And I've got my laptop and my water bottle. Like, I'm ready to go, you know? And I just said, I'm not going to be defensive. I'm just going to try to be open and listen. And she's like, no, I want you to tell them all the good things that you've been doing. And, you know, in my head, I'm like, what does that mean? Right? Like, it doesn't quite fit the meeting. And we start walking down the hall, and I see these couple of kids, like, on the side of the hallway, kind of look like they're trying to hide. And I'm like, you guys need to get back to class. And then as soon as I say that, I look to the right, and there are just hundreds of kids lined up. And I am very confused, right? I'm still thinking, first of all, I'm headed to this meeting. Number two, I guess I can't tell hundreds of kids to go back to class. I actually initially thought we were having like a pep rally or celebration for, just as a shout out, Phillips Middle School exceeded growth this year. We're the only middle school to do that. And so I don't know why that hit me, but that's what I thought this was. And, you know, I see Andy at the end of the hall, and I see Greg with his, he's our videographer for the district, and I see him. And I'm thinking they take the stuff out of my arms, and I'm like, well, I'm going to make this good. I'm not just going to walk down the hallway. When have you ever walked down a hallway where there are hundreds of people who are cheering? Like, everyone's happy, right? It's a good thing. And so I was like, I'm just going to roll with this. I'm going to run with this. And so anyway, I just start, you know, running down the hall, almost feeling like they're actually going to slow this down and do like the do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, I didn't know what it was going to be. So anyway, I roll with it, run with it, get down to the gym. I'm still very confused on what's going on. But I have learned one thing as a middle school principal is you just got to be ready to go. You don't know what might be on the other side of anything. So I go down there. I see Dr. Hamlet, and that's when I was like, something's going on. And then she says, you know, you're Principal of the Year. I still don't think it really hit me because I was still thinking I had this meeting. I'm still thinking about this meeting, right? I've got to go into this meeting. And then my husband and my kids come out from behind kind of a curtain that was set up. And that's when I thought, okay, A, there's no meeting, and B, this is real. Because I don't think they would have had my family attend this if it was some kind of, I don't know, pep rally, right? So yeah, that was that. It's pretty amazing.
It's the voice of Tiffany Cheshire from Phillips Middle School, the Principal of the Year in Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. And it's very Principal of the Year to initially think, oh, all this good stuff is happening for some data-based reason.
Right.
It's because of data, and we're all going to celebrate.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
So let's talk a little bit more about the year in general. What's this year been like, you know, especially particularly now through the lens of you've been named Principal of the Year? Did it feel like this year was going really successfully prior to that?
I think that's a good question. I feel like I keep changing your questions too. I don't mean to, but I would actually back it up a couple of years. So when I initially got to Phillips, my son, who just turned 7, was 3 months old So he kind of represents my Phillips journey. And when I first got there, I was with another principal who was there because I was the assistant principal. And one of the things that we kind of consistently heard is, well, you're probably going to leave soon. I think, I don't want to say the numbers wrong, but prior to this last stint of me being there, I think there were 13 different principals in 20 years. So I think there was a real, you know, view of you just aren't going to stay. You know, and people would leave for different reasons. You know, some of it was just better opportunities or like, you know, moving up to Lincoln Center or central office. And so that was one thing. I think that because of that mindset, though, there was just this like feeling of constant turnover, feeling a constant change. And so I think that while this year has felt good, I would actually say the last few years have felt a lot better. So I think, you know, knowing that one of my goals is always around like relationships and also transparency. I really just, I'm a talker. So welcome. Thank you for having me. You know, so I like to talk to people. I like to enjoy the people that I work with. And so I think because we've been able to do that over the last few years, it's really changed the culture in terms of like, we want to be here instead of like, hey, I'm waiting for when you're going to leave.
What's been the most surprising, if we're going to go back the last couple of years, what's surprised you the most about as, you know, I imagine you kind of had some vision of what it was going to be like to be leading that school if you were there that long. So what's kind of caught you off guard, good or bad?
Gosh, it's hard. To also be honest with you, I didn't see myself as actually probably staying in middle school for very long. And now that I've been there 7 years, that seems crazy. Because I was previously at McDougall Elementary, and I was also at a year-round Title I school in Alamance, Burlington before that. I would say the one thing that always surprises me in a good way is the succession of like, as students come through, and then they'll be like, oh, my little sister's coming next year, or you know, you had my older brother, and maybe I just didn't know their name at the time. But it's like that span, it's the shortest span, right? 3 years, and the amount of like relationships that we make with families. So I think that's what's really surprised me is like, you can go through and look at someone's, you know, their New Year's card or Christmas card, something that they might've sent. And you realize like, okay, all four of these kids have come through. And so like that connection with that family, with those siblings, that continuously surprises me because you always think because it's so short, you have less of an impact. And that's not really the truth.
It's the voice of Tiffany Cheshire, the principal of the year in Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools from Phillips Middle School. And we got about a couple minutes left here. So I had one more question, and then I'll leave it up to you to say whatever you want after that. I just kind of want to know what's coming up here at the end of the year. What are you looking forward to at Phillips for the rest of the school year?
Oh, gosh. I think, honestly, the growth, I think, that we end up seeing over the year. So, you know, thinking about the eighth graders, in some ways they feel like they are about to go to high school, and they are. But like, what else needs to be done in the next 6 weeks for us to continue to get you ready? Same thing, I had a conversation with a sixth grader right before I came here, and we were talking about like skills that you can use past sixth grade. So, right, if you don't get along with somebody, it doesn't mean you just have an issue and move on. Like, we've got to figure out how to work through it. And so I am excited about the work that we've still got to do. I really believe in like, you got to stay firm on routines where things get very loosey goosey. And so we do have, you know, an award ceremony for Avid coming up, and we have promotion for eighth grade. We have some field trips coming up, Visions art show even at the district next week. Like, there are so many things on the calendar, but actually what I'm most excited about is how do we keep things consistent, even around all of those events, you know, teacher appreciation. So what do we do day in and day out that keeps us learning and growing?
And we've got about a minute left. Is there anything you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
Well, the one thing I wanted to say is that I don't think this award is about Tiffany at all, honestly. I think it's Phillips as a community. It's just a wonderful place to be. My assistant principals, I couldn't do it without them. We've worked really hard to work on staff turnover. So I think the people that are there really want to be there. And then my, you know, my colleagues, my supports at Lincoln Center, and then ultimately my family. So it's not about Tiffany. It's about all of us.
Tiffany Cheshire from Phillips Middle School, thank you so much for being here.